Chapter 6, The Attack. Luxley and the Black Knight are now near the castle, waiting to attack. With them are hundreds of outlaws. The outlaws have longbows. These bows shoot 1 meter long arrows. One of the outlaws gives a signal, and the outlaws attack the castle. The outlaws all shoot their arrows at the same time. There are so many arrows in the air that the arrows look like a cloud. The defenders in the castle must hide behind shields. Some of them are killed. Then the defenders fire arrows at the outlaws, killing some of them. The Black Knight moves close to the castle. There, he is met by another knight, who is a very large man. This knight is Front de Boeuf. The two knights fight each other with swords. At first, Front de Boeuf knocks the Black Knight down. The Black Knight seems to be defeated. However, he stands up again. He strikes Front de Boeuf with his sword, but his sword breaks. Front de Boeuf now raises his sword to kill the Black Knight, who has no weapon. Suddenly, the Black Knight grabs an axe from the ground. He raises it over his head and strikes Front de Boeuf on top of his helmet. The helmet splits open. The huge knight falls to the ground. The Black Knight has won the battle.
To the castle, men!
The Black Knight shouts.
Open the gate!
In no time, the castle gate is open. The outlaws quickly move inside. The defenders of the castle give up.
Free the prisoners!
Shouts the Black Knight. Then he sees a horse with two people on it.
Look, it's Bois Guilbert! Catch him!
However, it is too late. The Norman knight escapes. The other person on the horse with Bois Guilbert is Rebecca. He has kidnapped her.
Somebody stop him!
Cries Rebecca's father.
Oh, my poor Rebecca!
Isaac can only watch as his daughter and her kidnapper ride away.